there's less and less young people coming into the sector. There's mitigating factors for that. The expense, a lack of quota, and I think a lack of foresight from the department, actually, and those that are in the marine sector. That I did a survey in the last week, 10 days, where I called all the different areas and different representatives of fishing communities. There's less than 10 young people under the age of 20 coming into the sector. Now, if this wasn't any other sector, it'd be headline news. There's a lot of money being spent on some fantastic projects and harbours and slips, et cetera, but if you don't have the fishermen and young people coming into the sector, you know, they're going to be white elephants in the future, as far as I'm concerned.
Last year, you made pretty much exactly that same point when you addressed a meeting of the Arochthas Agriculture and Fisheries Committee. Do you feel that on that occasion you weren't listened to, or is there some bit of movement, you believe, in the background that might see this addressed?
Minister just lately, you know, announced more support measures for the inshore sector, and that's welcome. But if you ask fishermen, you know, they don't want money, they want fish, they want quota. I find it very frustrating that those that are now in power weren't always in power and were very pro our thinking. But now that they are in power and have an opportunity to do something about it, that hasn't happened. It's a legacy for the people and the likes of myself and those who represent fishermen that, you know, if it stays as it is, you know, we're looking at the death of fishing in this community, and that'll be an awful shame as far as I'm concerned.